In this street market in Seoul, these spicy ramyeon noodles pack a punch. A staple for South Koreans, they're now winning over palates around the world. Since the pandemic, demand for oodles of these spicy noodles have soared. Leading South Korean manufacturer Nongshim says the pandemic helped to spearhead a K-food wave in America, Canada and Europe, and that expanded noodle sales by 24% last year over 2019. The noodles has become the latest trend in a growing Western appetite for all things South Korean. That's including K-pop, K-drama and K-movies. Nongshim sales went up after the Oscar-winning film Parasite presented a made-up dish called Japagori using its product. Korean brand Samyang Ramen saw sales reach new highs after it was used in the popular Netflix show Squid Game. And K-pop band BTS pushed international sales of mandu or dumplings by 19% after two members got into a fight over the food.
The Korean wave, Hallyu, played a huge role in the popularity of Korean noodles. Things like BTS, like the worldwide sensation BTS, and just seeing ramen in Korean dramas has played a huge role. People see it and they see that it's not just something that we eat out of convenience or something that broke college students eat. They see that it's something that people really enjoy.
The humble instant noodle isn't new to American society. It's a mainstay in prisons as much as it is on a student's plate. But South Korean foodies claim their brands taste better and say there's only one way to eat it that brings out that spicy flavor.
I think it goes with the satisfaction of eating the noodles when you hear a good slurp.
So as Westerners gorge on Korean food and culture, will they also take up this experience widely shared on social media? Laura Bird Manley, Al Jazeera.